mind been much inclined to cross the raging main. I left my aged parents in sorrow, grief and pain. On board the Fame we thus became, as passengers to be, along with Captain Thompson to the land of liberty. And as we were swiftly sailing by the place they call Newfoundland, oh, the wind went dead ahead of us, and our ship was at a stand. All hands on deck, brave Thompson cried, or we'll be cast away. And boldly stand, or we'll never, never land on the shores of America. A mountain of ice came shearing down abreast our lofty main, but the Lord God watching over us, our lives he did maintain. Our gallant crew they wore about, and so our ship did save, or we were doomed to be entombed all in the watery a health unto Captain Thompson, likewise his gallant crew, who boldly faced the stormy waste and saw our vessel through. Though wet and weary, sad and dreary, they never thought of a wreck, but tack on tack they worked in shore till they landed at Quebec. And when we were safely landed, our courage it did renew. But how could I sleep, dear Erin, and I so far from you? And I hope the time will come once more when our families we'll see and live together peaceful.